Weiter in Shasrin Zvachim Daf Kufhei. Picking up on Kufhei, 2, 4, 6 lines down for the word Bayi Rabbi Lazar, Parim Sirmin Srafim. If you have the Parim the Sa'ir that are burnt and they left, let's say Shiyatsu, they left the Azar, and then Shechazu, they come back, Mao. What's it did in reference to the Tumah of the men who carried them out? Miyam Rinan Kevan Didafkilu, since it went out, therefore Tamaluhu, therefore they became Tame, and they stay Tame, Odilma Kevadadis, they came back, Hadr, they came back, and it's considered like they never left the first place, and therefore not Tame. I'm a Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Tashima, whoa, let's come and take a look to see that those who take it out, that come back into the Azar, are not Tame, because you see from a Mishnah. It says how you sovlin, oso, bemot. So let's say, right, what they used to do is they would carry the men on these poles. Harishonim Yatsu Chutzla Chovas Hazara. Chomas Hazara. The first two that got from the walls of the Hazara. Vachonim Leyasid and Gwai. Harishonim Yatsu Chutzla Chomas Hazara. Metam Begadim. They become Tam in the Begadim. Vachonim Menim Metam Begadim. Hatshayat Zatam they go out. Visagadaitach Kevin Denafka Luitim. If you want to say once they went out, then they're Tamein. They stay that way. Even if they come back in. Hanach the Ika Gavai. Litme. Then in the Mishnah's case, those that are still inside should also become Tame. And if not, if they're not, it's because the din is that once the animals return to the Azar, it's as if it never left. We're right now under the assumption that once the animal leaves, it's what's making them tummy, and the animal left, so therefore the ones that are still in there are still tummy, unless we're only coming back in, you're not going to be tummy anymore. Amar Avina Vitizbra, what do you think? That's a good logic over here? Nothing doing over here. In order to become tummy, it's necessary that you have to be what the Pasuk says, and after that he may enter the camp, Veleka, and this can't be done by a person who never left in the first place. Since this precondition for becoming Tame didn't yet happen, by those that are still in there, there's no reason for them to become Tame in the first place. So the fact that they do not become Tame doesn't prove, not a riot for anything about leaving and coming back. But, hold on. If it's clear that the Tumba of those that are carrying it depends on whether or not they left the Azar, forget the animal, then what was Rabbi Lazar referring to when he asked this question? Kegon de nekite la bevask bevakolsi. He's talking about the case where the second group grabbed hold of the body with these crooked sticks that they used to hold on to the animal with. We said, yeah, there's a type of stick over here. Yeah, and it's We're talking about a case here where the body actually went back into the Azara, and then a new group of people came in. The new people are standing outside, and they stuck in the sticks in over there, and they grabbed hold of it, and they were about to pull it out. The question is, at that stage, are they going to become tummy or not? That's what this question is. Tanu Rabbanan Parim Uparim V'Sarim Mishtaleach. Let's talk about the Parim and the Paraduma and the Higot. That's sent to Lazalzel. HaMishaleach HaSorfan V'Amotzian Metame Begadim. The one who sends out these things and the one who burns it, the Paraduma, and the one who carries the bowls, they all become Tame. But the body themselves are not, the carcasses don't contaminate the people and their garment by being touched. Which they come into contact with. That, my friends, is the Chachamim. They say that the bodies of the Paraduma and the bowls that are burned do not contaminate Ochlim and Mashkim through touching. Sorry, Mishlechen and Metame, but the He. Oh, I'm sorry. They say they do. They do. That is that Para Upara Metamin. Sorry, Mishlech. Eno Metamin. No, it's not through contact. Shuchai, because it's alive. Vachayin and Metame, Ochlim and Mashkim. Somebody's alive, can't be Metame, Ochlim and Mashkim. Only if it's dead. Bishlam al Rebbe. Where only a person who's alive can do such a thing. Bishlam Rabbi Meir can make sense. Rabbi Meir, who doesn't make a distinction between the bowls that are burnt in the Azazel, can the Tanah be Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanah be Rabbi Shmuel. Al kol zera zerua. When the pasuk says about a sheretz that goes in and it falls on any sort of seed that's able to be edible, It is tahor ma zroim shein sofen litami tuma chamura utzrichen esher a just like seeds which are not destined to contaminate won't become an avatoma. You can never reach that level, right, of to become an avatoma. Utzrichen esher nasa nis hecher av kol shein sofen litami tuma chamura utzrichen esher. So too, all things of food that are not going to be contaminated with Toma Chamura need to be Mukhsha, the Kabatomi, Yatsa, Nivlas, Of, Tahor, excluding that of a kosher bird, the body of the kosher bird, she's fully Tama Tumas Chamura. It's going to be Tama Tuma, right? It can become an Avatoma, because there are certain times when it can actually become an Avatoma. The Ein Tzricha Hechsher, and therefore, it doesn't need to be Mukhsha, the Kabatoma, for Tuma to hit it, but it's Tama on its own. And since it doesn't need to be muksha, then even a living animal can also be contaminated. And they say, no, the sa'ir does not contaminate stuff by being touched, but the bulls that are burned in the paraduma are doing it. Say, iyesh luhu the talent of Rabbi Shmuel, if they hold the talent of Rabbi Shmuel, safiyu sar mishtalech, it should include even sar mishtalech, and also mitamei. Right, because it's also going to get to a point of an avatoma. You last leave all of it, and then manavshach, then the flip would be afilu paru parim minalan. Right, they also, where do we know that they're going to be mitame? What's going on? So kiyasav dim, Rav Dim said, Amar Amri bimarava. It says in the Western Eretz Yisrael, tzrichen hechsher tuma makom acher. When this braisa of Rabbi Shmuel says that anything is not going to be mitame, the avatoma needs to be mukshu l'kabel tuma, it means only that it needs a hechsher tumah mimakom acher, it needs a preparation of tumah from another place, meaning it needs to acquire tumah from some other source. Come from another source, and this is again this is as opposed to things that are destined to be metame as an avatumah. They don't need to acquire tumah from another source, and they generate their own tumah. Even these have to be mukshel kabatuma. So live animals like this sire going to the Azazel are never fit to be tame, would not mitame ochlem and mashkin, even according to the brisa of Rabbi Yishmael. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, frekt Rabbi Elazar, parimus seirim nesofim, the bulls and the burned, the bulls that get burned, and the sire, the he goats that are burned. Maushi tamu ochlem and mashkin befnim kibachutz. Do they contaminate ochlem and mashkin while they're inside the azara like they would on the outside? Mechusser yitzia kemechusser ma'isa dami is something that's lacking going out from the azara. The same as something lacking in act that needs to be done in order to change its status. And if so, then these animals here that are still within the azara don't mitame because they haven't yet attained their avatuma potential. They're still there, although or not, right? In which case, these animals are already considered able to be metame like an avatum, and therefore they have the power to metame food right away. No lacking going out from the court, just like lacking an act, and they're not going to be metame ochrim mashkim in the hazara. Does the nevela of a kosher bird, not shechted, right? Can it be metame? Can it be metame food, according to a bear, with the size of a kezias? De machsa le'ara lo tabaylach. If it's lying on the ground, you don't have to ask whether it's going to be tamei food, because certainly it does not, right? Because this koach of a kezias of the oaf to be mitame is because of its power to contaminate the person who swallows it, right? Tumah beisa blia. And if the kezias is lying on the ground, then the situation of an avatumah contamination is not yet, it doesn't exist, because it can't be eaten. So in such a case, it's obvious it's not going to be tamei food. And even if, let's say, a person is holding in his mouth, you don't have to ask, for there is no question that it's going to be mekame. Where's the middle ground? The nakid libi there is holding in his hand before he actually puts it in his mouth, and now it touches food or liquids. Is if it's not yet close to where it's supposed to be mekame, is it considered like it's lacking a maisa or not? He said back to him, beep, turn the page. Kofei Amabez. Mechusser Kreva Lavka Mechusser Maestam. It's not like it. And therefore, it's going to be a time of something you put in his hand. Yes, let's take a look at Mishnah, which is found in Taurus. 1-1. Aleph. There are 13 dinim that are said about the dead body of a bird, a kosher bird that wasn't shechted. And this is one of them. It needs machshava. A person has to intend to eat it for it to be considered like food. And it doesn't need hechsher. Right? It's going to be a type of thing, even if itself is not considered mukshur l'kabot tuma by water or any of those liquids here. Umetame tumas ochlin kibetza, and in order to be metame tumas ochlin, the bird's going to be at least amount of an egg. My lav, Rabbi Meir, here is not this mishta going towards according to Rabbi Meir? And there it says a kibetza, and he said it was only a kezias. And so remember, lo, it's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbanan he. Let's go according to the Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanan. They say it's got to be kibetza. I have a katani reisha tzvicha machshava vein tzvicha hechsher. It says those lashon over there. Oman shabbat lehesfor. Who was that? That's Rabbi Meir. Mid the reisha Rabbi Meir sefer and Rabbi Meir. For the reisha is Rabbi Meir. Sefer must also be. My area who says it's a raya. How can these? The reisha is Rabbi Meir, and the sefer is Rabbanan. But in fact, it says in the sefer shkitasa malikasa in the Taurus. Trefasa me tum asa says over there in the seifa that it's shchit and it's malika is going to be metaher this body that's a trefa of its tumas. We can see that the mission goes to a mayor man shmetle high svar. Who is that? Rabbi Meir, Reisha v'Sefer Meir, Mitzyasa Rabbanon. Who do you say the Reisha Sefer Meir, the Sefer Meir, Mitzyasa Rabbanon? You can put him in the middle. That sounds a little strange. Says we're in. Yep, that's what we're gonna do. Reisha v'Sefer Meir, Mitzyasa Rabbanon. You might not like to do it, but okay, that's what it is. If that's what it is, and that's what it is. Okay, Amalei Rav Hamnuna, the Rebbe Zeira, lo tesis v'karach ad the damet li hamil. So don't you sit down? Don't you sit down until you can explain what this means? Nivlas of tahor le Rebbe Meir. According to the Shita Rabbi Meir, when you have a kezias of this dead bird, that's what time of food. Monin la rishon v'she'eni. Ho'ein monin rishon v'she'eni. Do we count rishon and she'eni tuma from it? Or do we not count rishon and she'eni? What is it? The kezias of this bird body make the food it touches a rishon? And then that can make the thing a sheni, or is itself only considered a sheni? Hamarle, he says back to him, Ekol hecha de metame adam maga. Wherever something can metame a person through just touching it, moan and bo rishon v'sheni, then we count the rishon and sheni tuma in the food that it touches. Kol hecha de ein metame adam maga, ein moan and bo rishon v'sheni. Then we wouldn't do such a thing. And since a gezias of this dead bird cannot be metame a person through physical contact, as long as tuma is based on blia, then if we don't count it to be a rishon and a sheni, even according to Rabbi Meir. Boy mine Rabbi Zeira, mi Rabbi Ami Bachio, Amila Rabbi Avin Abarkana. Had the time we learned in the Mishnah, Chibure, Abraisa, Chibure, Ochin, Ayyede Mashkin, about that which we learned about, right? Connections, Chibure, Ochin, connecting foods through liquid, Chibur to Tumakala are considered connected in reference to Tumakala. Vein Chibur to Tumakamura, but it's not considered a Chibur when it comes to Tumakha. Mura, Rashi's Latame Adam Bekalem, Betaima Lo Yadanav. We don't know the reason. Back into the guard, Mon and Bo Rishon Vesheni. Do we consider this Rishon Vesheni? There is something that comes in contact with one of these type of pieces, as we would say in the case of a regular size of the novellus, that the food is Rishon and anything afterwards becomes a Sheni. Oh, wait, Mon and Bo Rishon Vesheni. We not do a Rishon Vesheni, and therefore that's only going to be a Sheni. Amalei, Amalei, Kol Heichad Metame Adam Mon and Bo Rishon Vesheni. Wherever something can be Metame a person, we count as Rishon and a Sheni, and Metame. So the foods that's connected to other foods through this liquid do not metame a person, and therefore they're not going to make this into a rishon. It's only going to make it into a sheni. So if that food comes into contact with another piece, then the other one is not going to be tame. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Yatsu elu ve'elu, when the ones in the front and the one in the back both are carrying the animal, their motos, when they go out of the when they walk out of the area, the ones in the back then become tummy also the begadim. You know what I mean? The word is from the Tanur Rabbanan. Lehalan hu omer chutz legimel mahanot. Because we have that it says lehalan alone about the Kohen Gadol, the pyre of the Kohen Gadol, and that of the pyre of Dovah Shel Tzibor, that it's they got to be burnt just out of three camps. Kanamach and Achas, but here it references Yom Kippur and the other one and the other of the he goat says that they burned all outside one camp. Lo mechad to tell you, Kevin Shiyatzachutzamach and Achas. Once it goes out of one of them, the Tavim we got them. Sorry, we Tavit then we got them. But he go from Minalan. Okay, what about that particular point? How do you know it's true that the Kohen Gadol, the pyre Kohen Gadol, and the other one that burned after the three camps? The Torah Rabbanan Vahutzi as Kola Pyre El Mechutzamachane. When the Torah is talking about the deal of the Kohen Gadol's bull, it says he shall remove the entire bull to the outside of the camp. Chutz the gimel machnos, ata omer chutz gimel machnos, or you know the chutz machnachas, because you omer be paraida, and then when it says by the paraida that mechutz machane, shein tzarich lomer, it doesn't have to say it. Shari kvar neamar kasher sorif es parah rishon. It says like when it went ahead and it shall burn it like he burned the first bowl. Litin lo machane shnia, it must be covered to tell you the machane shnia to tell you that these are burned outside. At least two of the camps, because you omer mechutz l'machane, badesh and sukzum sabadesh and shein tzarchom. Didn't have to say that. Shekfar nemer al shefech hadesh and yisar. If it already said about the Kohen Gadol, the bowl on the place of where the ash is poured, that's where it's going to be burned. You didn't have to say that. So therefore, lita l'machane shlish. It tells about the third machane over there. Therefore, you know it has to go outside of all three camps. Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, hi mechutz l'machane by overlay. What does he do with Michutz le machaneh, because he said in our Mishnah that they're burned. The ones that are burned make mitame only when they're actually burning. So he doesn't agree with what we said before, which says outside of the camp, is saying that they mitame as soon as they leave. So what does he do with the idea of michutz le machaneh? What does he do with it? Mibayli l'chutanim shfaling b'aser. Rebbeleizer Omer. Nemer kan chutz le machaneh, v'nemer l'holo chutz le machaneh. It says over here by the Yom Kippur ball and the one outside of the camp and by the Sayer outside of the camp. V'nemer l'holo chutz le machaneh. It says also about the Paraduma outside of the camp. And so we say l'holo chutz le machaneh. It's just like by the Yom Kippur. So Avkan chutz le machaneh. So too also Paraduma. L'holo in the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. Just like over there in the case of Paraduma, it's burnt east of Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, Bapara Duma, Bemizrachel Shirushalayim, Dixiv Ba. It says, Vehiza Nochech Pane Ol Moed, Alma, Omid Bemizrachu Panov Lamarov, Keneged Piskel Shalechal, Shu, because of Mizrachu Piskel Lamarov, Ala Mizrach, beep turn the page. Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi finishes up by saying, Afkan Chulu, and back in the Gemara, Afkan, Lamizrachel Shirushalayim. This still too, it's Mizrachel Shirushalayim. The Rabba, well, the Rabbana, and according to the Rabbana, means Tadakama, Hechasarflu, where does one burn these animals? In which direction of Yerushalayim is it burnt? Can the Tadakama come by? So, Hechan the Suafim, where are the bulls and the he-goats burnt? Litzfon Yerushalayim, in the north of Yerushalayim. Right? Because there, Chatas, and the whole Chatas takes place in the Tzafon. And Chutz Shosh Machas, outside of Shosh Machas, Rabbi Sagliome, Abbas Hadeshen, and Tzafon, they're burnt by the Beis Hadeshen, by the place of the ashes. This is Rashi Tzarech Shiyaktim L'sham Dashin Mizbeach Shehein Nikor Kodem L'chein Makom Shefach Hadash. If the Dashin, that's what it's called beforehand. Mechlal the Tanakama Lo Tzarech. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanakama must be in a disagreement with Rosh Glili that his place that these animals are burnt at the place of the ashes. And we say, Amorav Haman Tana de Polik Alei de Rabbi Yosei Glili, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Hi. The time when said in Brisa, Al Shefech HaDeshen Yisarev Shehei Shom Desh, that's to be Deshen there, right before it's burnt. So the bowl is burned over there. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Om Shehei Makom Meshupach. It means the place should be fit for pouring stuff over there. Right? So he didn't say that's going to have to be stuff over there. So he argues with Yosei Glili that by the place of the ashes. Amalei Abai, Dilma Bimkomo Meshupach Pligi. Maybe the machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Maybe really what the machlokes is, Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is only as whether its place is necessary to be fit for pouring, but both are maskim that ashes has to have already been put over there. Tana Rabban, an asarif mitame begadim, someone who burns the bodies mitame is begadim, velo amatsis esaor mitame begadim. Not the one who's lighting the fire. That's not Mitame's Begadim. V'lo Mesadr is HaRachah Mitame Begadim. Also the one who's setting up the pyre. All the wood over there is not going to be Mitame Begadim. Ezra Asarif, who is considered the one who burns. Mesayeh B'Shah Sreifah, the one who's helping during the time of the burning. Yachol Af Mishina Asuayfer. You would think that even after they became into ashes, Mitame Begadim is going to be Mitame people
right? Extent of them, their begadim tamid lomer osam, right? The one who burns it, only them. Osam tamid begadim umishinasim efer emit tamid begadim. I want some mishinas efer. Rabbi Shimon lomer osam tamid begadim nitach habaser emit tamid begadim. The one, but once the meat has already decomposed, not tamid begadim. But now what's the difference between them? Amar Rava igibenayu deshavye charuva. The difference between them is whether this body is going to be tamid even after becomes this piece of charred hulk. That's going to be the machlokas between them. Take a look at Rashi, I'll spell that out. And Hadron Allah Tful Yom. You know what our minhag is? We said Hadron Allah Tful Yom. So let's quickly go back to Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah there says Tful Yom, Umachusagi Purim, Eino Cholkin, Bikachim, etc. And then, my friends, we are Yosezain Mazatov on finishing the 12th paragraph of Malchum. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.